SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Congressional Budget Office has released its analysis of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. If passed, the bill would cut taxes by $3.75 trillion, but increase projected deficits by $2.4 trillion. In a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president's tax bill must pass so that all Americans can benefit.
All the things that are in this bill are so important for the U.S. economy. It's going to be jet fuel for the U.S. economy. All boats are going to rise. And the sooner we do that, the better. And the risk of not getting it done is enormous, not just for the Republican Party, but for the country.
The CBO analysis comes as the president has set a deadline for the final product to reach his desk by July 4th for signature. President Trump said Russian President Putin told him very strongly in a phone call that he will respond to Ukraine's weekend drone attack on Russian airfields. The president said in a social media post, it was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. The two also discussed Iran's nuclear program. Canadian wildfire smoke causes very unhealthy conditions in some parts of the U.S. and is reaching Europe.
Air quality alerts in effect for parts of the country being hit by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says,
again, it's kind of back west, a little bit closer to the source of the fires. So we're talking more like Iowa up into the UP and Michigan, and then the eastern U.S., really anywhere from Georgia to New England, will have some impact.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 46 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 56 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is pushing high school sports into the spotlight.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them. And suddenly, local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London has been convicted of a religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say this amounts to a violation of freedom of expression, and they vow to appeal. Britain has no law as sweeping as the U.S. First Amendment, and free speech is not as well protected in the U.K. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on an effort by two Chinese scientists to bring a toxic fungus into the U.S.
The pathogen can attack wheat, barley, maize, and rice, sicken livestock and people. The FBI describes it as a potential agroterrorism weapon. One of the Chinese scientists entered the U.S. last year with a toxic fungus stashed in his backpack. He was turned away and sent back to China. His girlfriend worked in the lab at the University of Michigan. She is currently in jail awaiting a bond hearing. Both were described as being loyal members of the Chinese Communist Party. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For most Chinese, the 36th anniversary of a bloody crackdown that ended pro-democracy protest in China has passed like any other weekday, and that's just how the Communist Party wants it. Security was tight Wednesday around Beijing's Tiananmen Square, where student-led protests shook the party in 1989. More details at srnnews.com.